今天在这里和大家见面，我心中感慨万千。
Very touched today that we can see you all here today.
我谢谢陈弟兄给我的介绍。
I want to thank Brother Chen gave this wonderful introduction.
我也感谢主给我机会能够在这里和弟兄姊妹们谈讲主的话语。
And I really want to thank you for giving me this chance to preach the message to you.
你们知道我是一个喜欢读圣经的人。
I think you know that I really love to read the Bible.
而且在每一件事情上面，我发现圣经都能给我非常详尽、确实的指导。
And also in every aspect, I find out that Bible can give me a very, very complete and correct teaching.
所以当我祷告主在这边怎样传讲信息的时候
，So when I was praying, which kind of what kind of message I should preach here,
我就把自己比作圣经中的人物。
So I kind of put myself as some character in the Bible.
我就先想起旧约里面有一个雅各。
First of all, I thought of in the Old Testament, there's this man called Jacob.
我就想起雅各从巴旦亚兰回到迦南地和他的弟兄以扫相见这段故事。
And I was reminded of the story when he come back to Canaan to meet to see his brother again.
雅各说了一句话，让他见到以扫的时候。
And Jacob said this when he saw Esau.
他说我见了你的面如同见了神的面。
He said, I see you as if I see God.
求你并且你容纳了我。
And also you accepted me.
求你收下礼物。
And so please accept my gift.
这句话非常摸着我的心。
And that sentence, that word is really touching me.
我想有些弟兄姊妹也记得我从前讲过这篇信息。
And I probably, maybe some of you remember I preached about this before.
我不是雅各，我没有那么多的经历。
I'm not Jacob. I don't have so many experiences.
但是他所说的话那么好。
But the word he said is so good.
求你容纳我。
He said, "Please accept me."
我见了你的面，如同见了神的面。
And I see you just as if I see God.
雅各为什么会讲这句话呢
？Now, why does Jacob want to say that?
因为他在头一天夜里有一个遇见神的经历。
Because there's an experience he had the night before.
在比努伊勒那里，他遇见神，神摸了他的大腿窝。
Right at Penuel, and he met God, and God touched the hollow of his leg.
如果弟兄姊妹读圣经很仔细的话，你会发现在创世纪三十二章跟三十三章的记载当中有一个转变。
Now, if you are familiar with that part of the passage, between the chapter 32 and chapter 33, there's a little turning point.
在三十二章里面，雅各要去见以扫的时候，他本来计划不是他自己先去的。
Because in chapter 32, you realize that the plan he want to meet his brother is not exactly what happened.
原来他是把他的儿女分成四队。
He first of all he divided up his children and belongings into four groups.
他把利亚和拉结的使女和他所生的儿女放在最前面。
He put all the sons and sons that was born of the maid of Rachel and Leah into the very front.
然后他们前面还有各样的礼物。
And before that, all kinds of gifts was ahead.
以后是利亚和他所生的儿子。
And then after that is Rhea and his and her sons.
最后是拉结和约瑟。
And lastly, it was Rachel and Joseph.
他一个人留在最后亚伯渡口那里。
And the very, he is the very, very last one, still by the river.
当他在皮诺伊勒那里遇见神向他显现之后
But after he met God at Penuel
你看他就改变了
And you see that he changed
你看圣经里面记载虽然队形还是这样一二三四排下来的
Now, although he's still following the plan that there's four groups
但他一个人却单身清奇紧前头赶在他四个队伍之前先去见以扫
You see, he himself rather just ride on the horses, fast horse, and surpass all the groups and to see Esau first.
我想他心里面非常盼望，热切地要见到 Esau。
And I believe that in his heart, he really, really wanted to see Esau right away.
而且他没有任何的惧怕。
And he has no fear.
因为圣经里面告诉我们，爱里没有惧怕。
Because in the Bible it tells us that there's no fear in love.
他想要见他的弟兄 Esau。
And he wanted to see his brother Esau.
他就赶在紧前头先去见他。
So he just ran up ahead of every group and to see Esau.
这是一段非常动人的故事。
Now that's a very, very touching story.
所以虽然有人以为雅各是相当的诡诈，要用礼物去解他弟兄的恨。
So people think that Jacob is quite tricky. He wanted to give the gift first to make the peace.
但是因为神的作为和他的恩典，当他见到以扫的时候，他是真诚的从心里面有这样一个感觉。
But because of God's grace, that when in deep down inside, he really wanted to see Esau.
我不是雅各，我刚才说了，所以我没有那么高明，没有那么好的属灵生命。
And I'm not Jacob, so I really don't have such high a spiritual life.
我又想起亚伯拉罕。
And then I was reminded of Abraham.
亚伯拉罕也有弟兄的问题。
Abraham also have a problem with brothers.
他的弟兄其实是他的侄子罗德。
His brother actually is his niece, his nephew, Lot.
在圣经里面记载说，因为他们财物很多，不能相容了。
And in Bible it's recorded because they are so prosperous with all kinds of goodies, and so they cannot accept each other anymore.
有一天，亚伯拉罕就对罗德说。
And so one day Abraham said to Lot.
他你我不可相争。
So let's not fight against each other.
你我的牧人也不可相争。
And our shepherds should not fight against each other.
因为我们是弟兄。
Because we are brothers.
所以他说，你若向左，我就向右；你向右，我就向左。
So Abraham said, if you want to go to the left, I go to the right. If you want to go to the right, I go to the left.
他们就兄弟就分手了。
So they separated.
但是等到罗德遇见灾难，和索多玛王一起被掳的时候
，But when Lot got into trouble with was captured with the king of Sodom.
亚伯拉罕却没有推辞，他一听见这个消息就立刻出动。
Abraham did not hesitate a bit when he heard of this news, and he went off right away.
爱弟兄的心在他里面发动。
And the love of his brother started in his heart.
他就从他家里面带了生养在他家里精炼的壮丁318个人。
He brought the finest andpeople that was raised in his home, a household of 318. And just pursued after the enemy, even in the night.
然后就从丹这边包抄过去到大马色，左边的河坝。
From Dan to the Damascus, all the way and surrounded the enemy.
把罗德掳回来。
Recaptured Lot.
还把他的财物也都夺回来。
And also got back all the goods.
虽然亚伯拉罕和罗德分开。
Although Abraham and Lot were separated.
但他们中间有一个血缘的关系是没有办法改变的。
But between them there's this relationship that cannot be resolved.
就是他们是神的儿女。
Is that they are all children of God.
我记得我也知道在我们中间有许许多的关系是不容易解开的。
I do believe there's so many relationships that is not so easily just dissolved.
一次两次三次四次我算了一算至少四次。
Once at least four times.
我心里很感慨。
My heart was very moved.
当我们亲爱的主里的弟兄姊妹们过去的时候我们不得不见面。
It seems that when our dear brothers in the Lord passed away, we kind of have to see each other again.
我们也看见在弟兄姊妹中间这个关系是真诚的。
And I do see this relationship between our brothers and sisters.
一夜为难的时候，我们心里的感觉越过所有的分别。
And when there's difficulty come upon us, and our feeling will surpass all the differences.
尤其最近陈老伯过世的时候。
Especially our dear beloved Brother Chen passed away.
我为他施洗的。
He's the one I baptized.
我想起那一天在陈正弟兄家里和他谈福音，他得救的事情。
I remember that night when I talked at Brother Peter's house, and I led him to pray.
那天我听见这个消息的时候，我人正在 San Diego. 参加 CMO 的退休会。
That day when I received the bad news, I was at San Diego. I was attending a conference there.
所以我不知道这里的任何安排是怎么样进行。
So I didn't know any arrangement that was here.
那天下午，礼拜天下午，我有能够赶来参加这次礼拜，我心里非常感谢神恩典。
And I really thank the Lord because we came back Saturday, and so I'll be able to attend the funeral Sunday afternoon.
有人说，弟兄，为什么你要讲这么多伤感的事情啊
？And you might say, brothers, why do you want to say all those very sad things?
因为我是一个非常重感情的人。
Because I'm a very emotional man.
而且我要证明说，在圣经里面是有许多弟兄中间的问题。
And I just want to tell you that in the Bible, it did record a lot of problems with brothers among brothers.
恐怕只有以撒。没有这个问题，因为他们有兄弟，没有兄弟姊妹。
Maybe only Isaac doesn't have that problem because he's the only one.
其实以撒也有问题，他有半个兄弟。
Isaac has a lot of problems.
以实玛利亚到十五岁的时候就被他父亲赶出去了。
He has a half brother Ishmael that when Ishmael was very young was chased away by his father.
以后基图拉生了六个儿子。
And later on,
Abraham had another six.
Gave birth to six sons.
然后他们到大的时候，亚伯拉罕也把他们打发，在他儿子东边走了。
And when they were grown, they were also sent away.
我又想起约瑟。
And I was reminded of Joseph.
约瑟有一天也和弟兄们相认。
And one day Joseph also was gathered together again with his brothers.
约瑟的话真好。
And Joseph did say something really nice.
当雅各最后过世的时候，弟兄们仍然不知道约瑟对待他们态度如何。
And when Jacob was Jacob passed away. Those other brothers didn't quite know Joseph's gonna treat them.
约瑟说神的意思原是好的。
But Joseph said, "It is good. It's God's will."
我要保全许多人的性命。
And he wanted to preserve the lives of many.
成就今日的光景。
So that he accomplished today.
但我看见圣经里面这么许许多多弟兄们中间的关系和他们的问题。
When I see all these seems to be complicated the situations in the Bible.
我就想想我们自己的软弱，恐怕也不是太稀奇。
And then I realized our own weaknesses, and then so it's this really small wonder.
我们可以没有亚伯拉罕这样子的生命。
We don't have this kind of spiritual life like Abraham.
没有像他那样的能力。
We don't have his power.
我们可能没有像雅各这样的经历。
And we don't have all the experiences of Jacob.
和他所受的那许多痛苦。
And we didn't really go through all the sufferings.
我们可能没有像约瑟这样的地位，做到埃及的宰相。
We probably don't have such high position as Joseph.
但是我们可以羡慕在他们中间那些真实的生命的流露和感情。
But we really admire the life that's come from inside.
我又想想圣经中有一些不太好的榜样。
And sometimes I thought about some bad examples in the Bible.
有时候我想想我自己太差劲了，好像像《士师记》里面的人物一样。
Sometimes I think I'm really really bad, and it's just like in the some character in the book of Judges.
士师记里面有一个人物叫做耶夫他。
There's the one character's name is Jephthah.
他是妓女的儿子，是个大能的勇士。
And he is the son of a harlot, and he is a mighty warrior.
所以这个问题很严重，他又是大能的勇士，出身又不好。
So this is a really complicated problem. He's a mighty warrior, but his background's not that good.
光有能力没有生命。
So he only has great power, but he doesn't have much good life.
所以以色列人把他赶走了。
So Israelites chase him out.
等到有一天他们遭遇亚门的攻击的时候。
But then one day they were attacked by Ammonites.
他们又去把耶夫他找回来。
And then they want Jephthah to come back.
这耶夫他说的话不太好听。
And Jephthah didn't say something.
他说你们曾经恨我，为什么又打发人来找我呢？
So you hate me before, how come now you want me?
那些长老们对他说，现在我们遭遇亚门人的祸患，如果你回来，就请你做我们的元帅，率领我们征战得胜。
And they say, well, we now we have this enemy. If you can come back, you can be our captain.
为了神国的需要，他们产生合一的心态。
But because of the need of the kingdom of God, they somehow have this heart of unity.
所以有些时候我们个人的软弱必须放在神的旨意之下。
So a lot of times our own personal weaknesses has to put second to God's will.
合一不是外面的事情。
To the oneness is not just something outward.
合一是心灵里的事情。
It is something of the heart.
合一是我们生命的感觉。
The oneness is a feeling of this life.
合一是我们对弟兄姊妹们的爱。
And the oneness is the love of our brothers.
不是我们工作是不是在一起。
It's not whether we work together.
并且我相信神的工作要从各个角落散开。
And I do believe that God's word was spread out anyway.
只是我们需要在神的面前认识神所要求我们在基督耶稣里的合一。
But the only thing we have to do is that we have to recognize this oneness in Christ.
以弗所书里面告诉我们说，他说赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。
We just read in the book of Ephesians that the one he gave to the church, there are prophets and teachers, apostles and
and evangelists and teachers
and pastors.
为要成全圣徒，各尽其职。
So that the saints will be edified.
圣经里说什么
？So what did it say here？
圣经里讲到合一的问题。
He was talking about oneness.
这个合一问题怎么产生的
？Now where does the problem come from？
这个合一怎么样达成的
？Now how could the oneness be accomplished？
一直要到基督神的儿女们达到基督长成的身量。
It won't come until all children of God become mature.
换句话说，等到他们成熟之后，才有合一的生命。
That means only when they become mature, then they have this life that's become one.
我看见很多家庭小的。时候孩子们常常打架吵架闹得不可开交。
I see that in a lot of families when the kids are small, they always fight.
有些时候伤痕太深了，等到长大了，彼此不讲话不见面也有的。
Sometimes when they hurt each other too much when they're young, and when they grow up, they really grow apart.
但多半等到他们成长，自己有了儿女，经历更多的事情之后。
But most of the time that when they grow up, when they have their own kids.
怀念从前在家里的时光还是很可爱的。
Then they realized the time that they were young and stayed in their own household was still very sweet.
最近我太太参加一些 reunion.
Lately my wife went to some reunion.
每一次同学见面的时候好像都变成好朋友，其实在学校里也不是这样，不一定这样。
And every time all that when you see your old friends, all of a sudden you become so intimate, so good. And actually, way before in the school time, you're not really such good friend anyway.
从前在学校里是为了一分两分争得面红耳赤。
And like before at school, they really compete with each other so furiously. For those grades.
为了第一名、第二名，打得头破血流。
And was really fighting for the first place and all that.
等到我们生命成熟的时候
，But when you become mature,
我们才能真正懂得什么叫的合一。
Then you really understand what it means to be one.
我相信在教会里面侍奉也有很多这一类的问题。
And I believe when we serve in the church, we come across these kind of problems.
很多时候就在一个教会里面侍奉也有很多的意见。
And even among in the same church, you have all kinds of ideas.
有些人觉得说侍奉一定要用怎么的方法，怎么样的方法。
Some people would think that when we serve, we have to do according to certain way.
尤其有些人他们受的属灵的教导。
Especially from their own teaching.
这些教导不错的。
They all have wonderful teachings.
因为保罗告诉我们说，基督是一切，一切又在基督之内。
Because Paul did tell us that Paul that Jesus is Christ is all and all in Him.
那么什么是教会呢
？So what is church?
教会必须是耶稣基督彰显，对不对
？The church should be the manifestation of Christ.
我用我自己的话说，基督教会必须是基督的丰满，对不对
？Or I use my own word that it should be the fullness of Christ.
当耶稣基督从我们每个人身上流露出来的时候，这是教会的见证。
When Christ flow out of every single one of our brothers and sisters, that is the witness of the church.
当他胜过我们的软弱，胜过我们的失败，胜过我们一切限制，从我们身上被人看见的时候。
Despite of all of our failure, our shortcomings, and Christ can still come out of us and will show in front of other people, and that is the true witness of church.
耶稣基督的荣耀就显明出来，对不对
？And then that will manifest the glory of Jesus.
所以主耶稣说：“我若从地上被举起来，就要吸引万人来归向我。”
That's why Jesus says, "When I was lifted up from this earth, I shall attract many to come to me."
主耶稣怎么样被高举起来的呢
？Now how does Jesus was lifted up?
耶稣基督是在十字架上被高举起来的。
He was on the cross.
今天耶稣基督怎样被高举呢
？How is Jesus lifted up today?
就在我们每个人身上，当我们接受十字架的时候，主就在你的十字架上面被显明出来。
It's right in each one of us when we are
dealt with cross.
With this cross, then Jesus shall be lifted up.
所以弟兄姊妹们，教会的实质必须是耶稣基督在我们生命里面彰显出来。
So the essential part of church is when Jesus was lifted up in our lives.
而彰显的路就是借着十字架。
And then the way is through the cross.
那个方法就是借着我们和弟兄姊妹中间所产生的每一个摩擦。
And the means is through all the frictions we have among our brothers and sisters.
我从前把弟兄姊妹中间的意见不同看得很严重。
I used to take it very, very seriously to see when we have different opinions.
我觉得必须据理力争。
And sometimes I feel that I have to really fight it through.
但经过二十年的侍奉，我慢慢看见更多的事情。
But after this 20 years, gradually I see so many things.
我有一天到 Southern Oak 那里教会，他们请我坐下来讲一点事情。
One day I was invited to the church of Southern Oak Church, and I sit down with the brothers and sisters there, and we talk about something in the church.
等到他们把事情讲完，我头都已经昏了。
After they tell me everything.Happening there, my head started to spin.
我发现他们每个人都很有道理、啊。
I found out every single one of them are right.
因为我不在他们其中的时候，就觉得每个人都很对。
Because I'm not among them, and I feel every single one of them are right.
如果我在他们中间，我恐怕觉得他们中间没有一个人对的。
If I'm among them, I probably think every one of them are wrong.
奇怪，为什么我会这样改变呢
？It's amazing. How come I have this kind of change?
等到他们问完我这些事情之后，我就对他们笑一笑。
After they questioned me with all these situations, so I just smiled at them.
我说幸亏我不是你们的牧师啊。
And I say I'm glad I'm not your pastor.
如果我是你们的牧师，我今天要头痛祷告，那祷告都不能祷告，睡觉都不能睡了。
I say if I'm your pastor, I can't even pray, I can't even sleep.
感谢神。
But praise the Lord.
因为神的儿女都不一样。
Because we're all different.
有些时候我看见他们弟兄姊妹们中间的争执。
Sometimes when I see the conflicting part in between the brothers.
有些人是非常讲究属灵的原则。
Some of them are really hold on to the spiritual principles.
从前我以为属灵派是某一个教会。
And before I thought the spiritual
gang.
Spiritual gangs just means a few churches.
后来我发现属灵派在每个教会里面都有。
And then I'm realizing every church there are some people was classified into that school.
他们说这个不是靠主，这是不是耶稣基督，这不是主的方法，所以我们不能用。
Because they will always insist that this is not the way of God, so we can't use that.
你看保罗不是属灵派吗
？You see, Paul isn't Paul one of the spiritual gangs.
刚才我们主席弟兄他祷告的时候引用罗马书里面讲的话说，一切都是出于他，归给他，依靠他。
Our brother just led us in the prayer, saying that all is in Christ, is from Christ, and is for Christ.
所以每一件事情都必须主耶稣在我们里面发动感动，我们才做。
So every single thing that we're going to do should be originated from inside from this Christ.
这个对不对
？Now is it right?
当然对。
Of course it is right.
不然今天我们主席弟兄下台以后，有人要跟他理论。
Otherwise. He really can't pray that way.
但是有些人说不，我们要用一切方法把福音都传出去。
But then some people say no. We have to spread the gospel with all means.
因为保罗告诉我们说，无论如何总要救些人嘛。
Because Saint Paul did tell us that by any means we have to save some.
所以教会要举行野餐了。
So we have to have a picnic in church.
有人就说不，这个不属灵的路。
And some people in the church say, no, that's not spiritual.
但是那就说这个有果效。
But then some people say that's very effective.
所以两边就开始吵起来。
So then they started to fight.
那你说应该怎么办呢
？So what should you do?
其实这个问题很深的问题，你晓得吗
？You know, this is actually originally quite deep down.
这个问题如果能解决的话，教会很多问题都可以解决。
If you can solve this problem, a lot of problems in the church you can solve.
这是一个神学的问题，你知道吗
？You know, this is a theological.
你不相信这是神学的问题吗？我讲给你听，你知道是神学的问题。
Okay, let me tell Alexis, explain to you.
你知道在十九世纪末了的时候，教会都是属灵派。
You know, in the end of 19th century, all churches are of the spiritual
attitude.
With this kind of so-called spiritual.
不过他们不叫属灵派，他们叫做基要派。
But they don't call them that. They call themselves the fundamentalist.
我们从前受的教导也是非常坚固的基要派。弟兄会所代表的就是绝对的基要派的真理。
The teaching I used to receive is a very, very strong fundamentalist. It's originated from the brethren.
你说这些不是神学的问题？今天的大拉神学院就是专门教导基要派的信仰。
You see, if you say it's not of a theological problem, actually in the Dallas Theological Seminary, that's what they teach.
他们说。今天很多人都离开主的道理，再不再守在圣经的原则里面了。
Today, so many people departed from the truth of God, and they don't.
他们说， 今天很多人都离开主的道理，再不再守在圣经的原则里面了。
Today, so many people departed from the truth of God, and they no longer abide in the Bible.
很多神学院都改变他们的道路了。
And they say they claim that a lot of theological seminaries have already changed their ways.
他们讲来讲去就是指着富勒神学院改变了。
And the way they were talking about, they were actually talking about Fuller.
那么富勒神学院什么态度呢
？And also, what does Fuller say?
他们说白猫黑猫黑花猫无论什么花什么猫会找好的就是好猫
It doesn't matter whether it's a white cat or black cat or a mixed colored cat as long as it's a good mouse or it's a good cat
只要能够抓好讲得很好只要能够把福音传出去不是只要抓老鼠啊只要能够把福音传出去都是好的
as long as he can catch the mice it's a good cat right
所以这就是这就是福音派的信仰。
So that's the evangelicals, so called.
你知道基要派慢慢转成福音派，这是现在的趋向。
You see, right now the fundamentalists are starting to change into the evangelicals, and that is the tendency today.
但是有一个问题啊。
But there's a problem.
福音派接受的许许多多，不是完全圣经里面真理，怎么把它消化掉呢
？So the evangelicals receive all kinds of things that are really not of the Bible. How can they digest and discern that?
这不是我的问题，这是主耶稣的问题。
That's not my problem. That's the problem. That's Jesus' problem.
有一天，圣灵要把教会里面许许多多东西，再把它带到圣经的光中。
You see, the Holy Spirit will lead the church back into the light of the Bible.
今天很多的时候，我们就是现在基要派跟福音派的争执中间。
Today, there's a lot of things that a lot of problems just originated in this conflict between fundamentalists and evangelicals.
你不要以为基要派、福音派这样，灵恩派也有的问题啊。
And if you and also in the so-called the
charismatic
circles, the same thing happening.
你知道，当基要派转到福音派的时候
，during the course of changing，
五旬节派转到灵恩派。
And the Pentecostals turn into charismatics.
你不要以为基要派跟五旬节派对抗的。
Don't think the fundamentalists is against the Pentecostal.
有些时候他们说讲属灵的表现不同，但是都讲属灵原则，你晓得吗
？You see, they might have different way of showing outwardly. They all talk about this spiritual principle.
这个福音派和五旬和这个灵恩派 evangelical 跟 charismatic， 他们都是讲效果。
You see, the evangelicals and charismatic, they really emphasis on the effect.
所以这两个靠近，那两个也靠近。
So these two become quite close, and the other two also very close.
但这两个很远，那两个也很远。
But actually, they're quite apart, and the other two are also quite apart.
到底怎么办
？So what should we do?
所以保罗告诉我们说，必须在真道上面合一。
So that Paul said, we shall be one in truth.
真理是什么
？Now what is the truth?
Francis Schaeffer 这是福音派大将讲的话。
Francis Schaeffer, who is a very important speaker for the evangelicals, who said that.
他已经到主那里去了。
He already went to be with the Lord.
最后一次他临死以前最后一次演讲在 Biola 大学，那时候我也在。
His last address is in Biola.
在大
I was there.
在他的体育馆里坐得满满的。
And the gym was packed.
他已经站不起来，坐在那里讲道。
He can't even stand up. He was sitting there.
他就提出一个福音派的问题。
So he mentioned a problem of evangelicals.
在他以往所写的书里面，他讲真理是两条平行线。
And in all his previous writing, he said that truth is like a parallel line.
在这两个平行线中间，有许许多多实际上的可能。
And between these two parallel lines, there are all kinds of ways that you can do.
他说：“你如果坚持到一个极端，你从这边掉下去。”
Now, if you go to the extreme, and then you might fall off that line.
如果你坚持那个极端，又从那一面掉下去。
If you insist upon the other extremes, you will fall off from the other.
好像山头上一些小路要很当心走。
It's just like on the hilltop. There's a very very narrow path.
在他临死以前提出很多关于真理上的问题，重新的讲究。
But before he died, he mentioned a lot of problems. It was concerning the truth.
所以弟兄姊妹，刚才我说今天教会里许多的问题，其实不是我们个人的问题。
So today, there's a lot of problems in churches. Actually, it's not that personal.
两千年来，教会在学习成长。
For 2,000 years, church is trying to study, to learn, to grow up, to be mature.
目的是什么？
What is the purpose of that?
目的是要教我们看见真理的包容性。
And the purpose is so that we can see the greatness, the acceptability of this truth.
我是读物理的，你们知道刚才陈弟兄讲。
I'm a physicist.
一个最简单的事情。
A very simple thing.
这些光线到底是波呢，还是粒子呢
？Now all this light is it a wave or is it a particle?
等到我们读完物理发现我必须包容。
And after I study physics, and I find out I have to be tolerant.
我必须把两面的真理都接受在我的接受在我的心里。
Somehow I have to accept both characters.
所以我就有更多的包容心。
So that I become more tolerant.
圣经里面教导我们什么？
And what did the Bible teach us?
接纳。
To accept.
你们要彼此接纳，像基督接纳你们一样。
You shall accept each other just like Jesus, just like Christ accepted you.
有一次在婚礼上面，我用这篇信息传道。
Once I preached this message in a wedding.
现在回想起来非常有趣。
Come to think of it, it's very very interesting.
因为那两个弟兄姊妹们，一个是极端的基要派的，一个是福音派的。
Because they newlywed, one is extremely fundamentalist, and the other one is extremely evangelical.
不仅我说你们夫妻要彼此接纳，全部在那听见所有教会弟兄姊妹也要彼此接纳。
And I said, not only you two should accept each other, and that day, all the guests, they should accept each other.
陈弟兄讲的不错，我的从主那里领受一个信息，叫做众圣徒。
And just like Brother Peter saying that I did receive this vision from the Lord, it's called for all saints.
因为我看见教会各自为政，心里非常难过。
And I found because I feel very sad because I see all the churches so separate and independent.
不仅彼此各自为政，还要相争，还要竞争。
Not only that, have to sort of compete with each other.
我有时候想想，教会的竞争像什么？
And sometimes I thought, what is that like?
我等一下告诉你们。
I'll tell you later.
因为这是闲话，没关系。Irrelevant.
Irrelevant. Cancel that.
但是主给我看见众圣徒，什么叫教会？
But the Lord showed me what is church.
教会所有最刚强的或者最软弱的圣徒都在耶稣基督的心里面。
You see, the strongest and the weakest member, they're all in Christ.
有人以为众圣徒是一本文字刊物。
Some people think that all things is just a magazine.
但是众圣徒是一个观念。
But actually, it's a concept.
透过文字用来传达这个观念。
But we just use that little publication to pass on that concept.
什么叫众圣徒？
Now what is for all saints?
因为圣徒乃是神所要成全的目的。
You see, all saints, the saints are the ones that the Lord want to edify to.
神所赐的有使徒、有先知、有传福音的、有牧师和教师。为要成全圣徒。
You see, the Lord gave us the apostles, the prophets, the preachers, and the teachers. The purpose is so that all saints will be established.
侍奉主的人跟弟兄姊妹有没有不同？
And a person who's serving a full-time servant, what's the difference between a full-time servant and all the other brothers and sisters?
就是从主接受救恩来讲，没有不同。
According to the salvation, there's no difference.
这个不同是不是地位上的不同？
And is there a difference in because of their position?
一定不是。
It's definitely not.
什么不同？
Now what's the difference there?
恩赐的不同。
The gifts are different.
因为这里讲得很清楚，他所赐的有使徒、有先知、有传福音的、有牧师和教师。
Because it says here very clearly because what he gave the church.
工人是什么？
The workers.
工人是恩赐。
And those workers are the gifts.
我不是说工人有恩赐。
I'm not saying that all the workers have gifts.
工人是恩赐。
They are the gifts.
这是神的恩赐。
Because that's the gift from the Lord.
是给教会的恩赐。
To give it to the church.
工人好像工匠一样。
You see the workers just like a worker.
他是做工的。
And he comes to work.
这份做工的蓝图从神那里来。
And he has to work according to the blueprint from the Lord.
他只能照着神给他的蓝图和他自己的本事和他的学习在那里做工。
He can only work with this blueprint in his hand and with what he can do.
如果你是建造房子。
If you are building a house.
你找人来找泥水匠来先来了。
And then first you'll find the
masonry.
Masonry.
你绝对不能叫他做木匠的工作。
And you definitely cannot.Ask him to do the carpentry work.
如果你要叫他做木匠的工作，他就乱七八糟了。
And if you ask him to do the carpentry work, then it won't go right.
所以神赐给教会许许多多的工人。
So the Lord gave the church all kinds of workers.
主给我一个信息，只有一个信息。
The Lord only gave me one message.
就是讲教会的合一。
Is to talk about the oneness of church.
这个合一是认识上的合一。
That oneness is actually is in your understanding.
这个合一是真理上的认识。
And this is the understanding of the truth.
这个合一是对于真理广泛的接受而有的平衡。
And this is the, this based on the balance because you accept all aspects of the truth.
所以我们尽力做一件事情，要把人和人中间、思想和思想中间、教导和教导中间那些极端或者拦阻出去。
So we're trying very, very hard, trying to bridge all those differences.
我不是说所有的真理都可以接受。
I'm not saying all truths that you can receive all accept all truths.
还是需要分辨。
We still need to discern.
但今天我们最大的问题就是我们没有宽容的心，没有广大的心。
But today the problem with us is that we don't have such a big heart.
教会是什么？我再说。
So what is church?
教会是基督的丰满。
It is the fullness of Christ.
我们再回到刚才所讲的那个比喻。
If we go back to the parables.
假如我们今天为了要传福音，我们说好，我们举办一个大的野餐。
So in order to that we can preach the gospel, let's have a big picnic.
我们定在 Myer Square Park.
So we'll go to Myer Square Park.
到那边开始一个大的布道会。
And then we have a sort of evangelical meeting there.
那我们所准备的就不光是给人吃饭、音乐节目、请人受吸引、叫孩子们来玩而已，对不对
？So not only we have to prepare for the food and all the other take care of the kids and everything.
假如我们举办个电影欣赏会，叫人来看电影传福音。
Now if we have a movie night so that we can invite friends to come to the movie.
我们就不能选任何的电影，对不对
？Then we cannot just pick any movie.
一定要选择说那些能够叫人得到帮助的电影。
And of course we have to pick the movie that will help people.
叫人能够看见认识救主的电影。
And so that they will know the Lord.
今天你看许许多多的人传福音方法都已经开放都可以用了。
So today we have all kinds of means to preach the gospel.
连学员传道会都造了做这拍了耶稣传。
And you see that the wonderful movie that was produced by the Campus Crusade.
你知道，从前 Campus Crusade 是相当基要派的信仰，现在转到这方面来。
You know, long ago that the Campus Crusade is quite fundamentalist, and now this is turning.
但是福音派所走的路要非常小心。
But the evangelicals have to walk a very, very have to be careful on the way.
不能让任何的掺杂留在教会里面。
And we should not retain all the
过了一步的话，再过一步的话。
Now, if you're not careful,
很多自由派的思想会进来。
A lot of liberalism will come in.
我不讲福音派，是免得大家太敏感。
I will stop talking about evangelicals.
Charismatics.
I'm talking about charismatics.
讲神的医治。
Talking about the healing of the Lord.
我完全接受。
I accept that 100%.
但是如果讲到一个地步说，说某某人身上有几个鬼，你要把他赶出去。
But if you're talking about somebody's web, so many evil spirit demons that you have to cast out.
赶出了三个，还有五个。
And say, oh yeah, you chase out three and still have five left.
我就不觉得圣经里有这样的教导。
And I don't think that it was by the teaching of the Bible.
圣经里讲到我们主医治我们。
Because the Bible teaches that the Lord healed us.
我也相信神的医治。
And I believe God's healing.
并且我也相信我们应当保养身体。
And also, I believe that we have to take care of our body.
但是如果你说所有的问题都是你吃的东西不对，所以你要拼命的，你一定要吃健康食品。
So if you say all things stem from what you eat, they're wrong. So you have to stick to the health food.
现在很多基督徒在卖健康食品，把它当做福音一样热心啊。
A lot of our brothers and sisters are selling the health food that was such a zealous as an evangelical.
我在圣经里没有找到。
I couldn't find that anymore.
圣经里只告诉我们吃玛拿。
And the Bible tells us to eat manna.
玛拿是一样啊。
There's only one kind.
我想它一定不大平衡啊。
So it's not balanced because.
维他命 A、B、C、D 都难道都在里面吗
？I don't know if it contains all vitamins.
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们不懂得什么叫的真理，就谈不上合一。
So if we don't know the truth, then we really cannot say that we cannot talk about oneness.
所以我的结论是多读圣经。
So my conclusion is that we really have to read the Bible.
当我们对某一样圣经上真理深入研究的时候，
well,
我们就看见神的广大。
When we really get into the nitty gritties of it, then we can really appreciate the greatness of God.
道理它有两面的平衡。
You see, there's a balance point.
我想大家都知道，非常知道这个故事。
I think you're all familiar with the story.
但是我拿来用它来讲，说是真理的平衡，似乎很合适。
But I think I can use it to illustrate.
你知道 Moody 和 D.L. Moody 跟这个J.N. Darby 他们两个是当时100年以前神所用的仆人。
Moody and Darby are the two great servants that the Lord used about 100 years ago.
我不晓得为什么从前他们人名字 D.L. Moody, J.N. Darby, 不晓得为什么这样叫。
I don't know why they call them.
那么现在我就 P.T. Chow。他们两个是大西洋两岸神大用的仆人。
The Lord used them across the Atlantic Ocean.
结果有一天有人非常盼望把他们两个放在一起。
And so one day, some people really want to pull these two people together.
因为 Darby 是非常好的圣经教师。
Because Darby is a great Bible teacher.
这个 Moody 是非常好的福音布道家。
And Moody is a great evangelist.
他所传得救的人，若是让 Jane Darby 来带领，不是很好吗？
So they think, wow, if all the people that saved through Moody and will be taught by Darby, isn't that great?
他们俩也彼此很心仪已久，
and、
见面了。
These two also know each other for a long time.
心仪已久，没有见面，心仪已久。
They know each other.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, okay.
有一天，有人介绍他们碰头了。
And so one day they finally met.
他们就谈了谈圣经了，当然。
Of course, they talk about Bible.
在没有谈工作以前，谈意向，谈思想。第二目的说，凡愿意的都可以白白的得生命水喝，启示录对不对
？And Moody said,
"Fan whosoever will."
Quoting the revelation
is
that whosoever will be saved.
那 Darby 怎么回答他？
And the Darby's answers.
Darby 把约翰福音第一章打开看。
And open up the very first chapter of John.
Not by the will.
It's not by will.
中文怎么说？这等人不是从血气生的，不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。
He said that this one is born of God. It's not by will, not by the human will.
英文的妙就妙在一个是 whosoever will, 另外一个是 not by the will.
You see, one is the whosoever will, the other one is not by will.
结果两人把圣经一合，拜拜。
So they just close their Bible and say bye.
他们再没有合作。
And they never work together.
因为真理不容许他们合作。
Because it seems that the truth will not let them work together.
但今天我们后人看了就觉得非常可惜。
But today we think it's very very regretful.
到底真理在哪里
？So where's the truth?
真理是说神的拣选，人的意志。
And actually, it says it's God's choosing, and also it's 神的拣选。
God's choosing and man's choosing.
And man's choosing.
英文比中文又妙了。中文说神的拣选 ，choosing。
And it's
God's choosing.
God's choosing.
God, 人的，神的拣选，人的意志。
Okay. It's because of a human mind, but it's God's will.
到底怎么回事
？So what is the problem?
有一个人就讲一个最普通的话。
So someone explained it.
他在救恩的门外面说 ，Whosoever will.
So on the outside of the door of salvation, it says, "Whosoever will."
里面写 "You are chosen."
And then inside, when you once come inside, it says, "You are chosen."
你没有得救以前，你不懂得什么叫神的拣选。
Because before you're saved, you really don't know what is the meaning of God.
有一首诗歌说，我寻求神，最后我才知道是他寻找我呀。
There's a song that says, "I saw the Lord, and afterwards I knew He moved my soul to
seek Him, seeking me." Understand? Did you understand? 弟兄姊妹们，真理就是这样。
So this is how the truth goes.
所以我们能不能在真理上坚持
？So can we really be so insistent upon the certain truth?
我想只有一件是真理，我可以坚持的。
I believe there's only one that I can really insist upon.
就是我不懂得全部的真理。
Is I don't understand all truth.
对不对？如果这样，教会有一天会看见合一。
And with this kind of attitude, then we can see.Church will become one.
有时候我想想很好笑啊。
Sometimes I think it's very interesting.
我听见很多的事情。
I heard about a lot of things.
听见很多事情也是叫我又觉得很能够欣赏，又觉得很不是滋味。
Sometimes I have a very mixed feeling when I hear those.
就是。我看见很多很多时候，神的儿女有一点点误会分开的时候。
Is that sometimes when the see a brother and sister departed because of some misunderstanding?
我觉得我们个人心情都很沉重。
And I feel that we all have a very heavy heart.
而且我们在许多的事情上面觉得很尴尬。
And sometimes we feel very awkward in situations.
但是你现在回头看一看。
But But now that when you turn back and really see,
我真相信教会要达到合一不是外面的问题。
And I indeed understand that when the church will all eventually become one, it's not something outward.
而是的确灵里面的长进。
It's rather is the spiritual growth.
我相信诸位弟兄姊妹如果和我一起聚会的话今天我讲的信息可能你们没有觉得有什么意义
So I believe today if we're still together a meeting in one place and probably you don't think there's any meaning of this sermon
我所讲的从前我都讲过
Because I've talked about this before
但是我求你们今天再听听我讲的是不是跟以前一样
But I beg you to listen to me and is this the same as before
但是你们所领受的到底如何
And what's the part that you receive?
我相信弟兄姊妹们经过这么多年在主的面前学习侍奉
I believe that after so many years that we learn to serve him.
一定经过很多当年我们经过的事情
I believe you come across a lot of situations like before.
怎么样解决这些问题
And how to solve these problems?
只有两个答案
There's only two answers.
一个是在爱里面的合一
One is to be one in love.
另外一个是在真理上的包容。
The other one is to be tolerant in the and on the truth.
这样，神的教会能显明耶稣基督的荣耀。
And only through that way, the church will actually manifest the glory of Christ.
要记住，工人的目的跟他的责任是建立教会。
And the responsibility of the workers is to establish church.
所以，神的儿女在生命上的成熟。
So the maturity of brothers and sisters.
是工人的衡量。
Is that it's become a judgment of the worker.
非常谢谢你们。
Thank you very much.